Hello, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. I haven't done one of these in a long time, but a couple of questions came in from somebody asking about my Python training course. Let me just find it here. So in here, just so you know, if you've not been updated, the bottom of my blog here, all I do is build a cloud Windows 2019 with a Binance test order. Okay, so if you click that, and that's at quantlabs.net/blog. In there, you'll find this course. So this is a good test to see if you would be interested in our services. It's free when you apply the coupon code during the checkout, and just wanted to let you know about that. All right, so back to the question of regarding this course, does it come with shell code setup? The answer is yes. Well, depends. It includes the Python source code that you can run from within an IDE like PyCharm. I do everything on the shell or terminal command prompt, whatever you want to call it, depending upon your operating system. So there are examples of that. I like to have some success running Backtrader, but not all. I would like to know as have had some success running Backtrader, but not in all cases thus far. Basically, this course, let me just find it here on the store here. So if you go into, I believe under shop, that on anywhere on my site, that will take you to the section on the Python right here. And in there is the entire listing of what's covered in this course. So in a nutshell, the answer is no regarding Backtrader, which is a back trading, back testing application, I guess, in Python. If you're doing everything in the world of digital or virtual currency, can't say the other, YouTube don't like it. This process is can be a waste of time. If you've been following all my picks that I've been calling out and getting, 5%, 10%, 30% in a few hours, you'll notice that there's really no theme to it. The reason is because in that asset class, everything's very random, just moves. There's no story. There can be some news that can impact the price of something. But usually it can be a pump. It just comes out of nowhere. So the process of the entire back testing can be a waste unless you're doing a large coin like the top two, let's say. And even still, there's still random exogenous events that can impact price. And a good one is Elon Musk. So that whole process can be a waste of time. You might think you have a so-called formula, but lately, with the latest crash in that digital asset class, I have come across a different style of trading, which seems to work, and it's totally different from anything in the past. It's more reliable. I've got that in my blog, but the whole back testing is not going to be universal. It's not going to be all the time when the market regime changes, so you'll have to adjust it. So just be aware that that process is not going to give you a lot of success. It may give you success today, but in 2, 3 months from now, with that same trading idea strategy, may not work anymore because the whole market regime's changed, and whatever you come up with will no longer work and becomes invalid. It may work later on in the future, and it may not. So this question came up regarding signals for alts. In that digital class, for example, it would be. Is that something that a Python algo can filter out? Again, if when you look at this course, this is just about infrastructure. There's some little items here regarding strategy development, but most of it's just the components, the infrastructure that would be part of a trading bot. I mean, that's the whole point of it, right? So just to make sure that's clear. In terms of signaling an algo, you can be filtering all the time. And again, that's all based around the market regime changes. So today I could tell you how it's done. In my case, right now I'm just doing simple technical indicator, moving average cross signals. That seems to work pretty good. Last time it was something different. The time before that was totally different. So do understand that. Do you typically put these signals? Would be nice to trade things that are moving. Yeah, I mean, the process, now this is outside of my Python course, is to get a good screener. The top performing movers, which typically move for maybe 10 minutes or an hour, a couple hours, and sometimes they'll be there trending and then they'll break out with huge moves, and then sometimes they'll break out for a couple of days. So it depends upon the particular coin or instrument that you're interested in. That can be said for all asset classes, but generally, when it comes to things like Forex, which has been pretty well dead lately, as far as I'm concerned, the other asset class I cannot mention has got way better opportunities. I mean, just watch what I'm calling out, and you'll know what I'm talking about. Anyways, we'll leave it at that. So there's this available on the store. Now, if you go back to the store, and you're not a programmer, I have a service that will go on. We'll talk about the signaling and the calls for coins that are about to move and have moved. We've been pretty good over the last few days. One that was really good was SHIB, or I call it SHIBA, SHIB. And that moved 30% in a few hours. There's been some other ones. So, and they're averaging about 10%. So if you want to, and you're not a programmer, you might want to subscribe to either one of these. There is a half price sale with this one for the subscription. So if you want, get on that as well. And then if you want to know how to build these things the way I do, the core technology and the core methodologies, then get this Python course. Hopefully I'll help you out, and we'll talk to you later. And you can get all that at quantlabs.net/shop. Over and out.